This is GQDN for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By the way, they have a sale. It's a 2-for-1, so you know what to do. Get your free credit, then you could have 2 credits when you purchase certain books for Audible. So yeah, go do it. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST, and then you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox things. Yes, we do. We have some PlayStation things that we do. And we got some Power World things. A lot of that going on. But today we begin with Destiny 2, because GamesRadar.com did say that there's going to be a big content update. So Bungie did announce that Destiny 2 Into the Light will have an update that will kick off April 9th, and that will give fans a lot of fresh content before the arrival of the Final Shape in June. Now, the Final Shape was supposed to be released this last February, which would end Destiny 2's 10-year Light and Darkness saga. But that was delayed to June 4th. But last November, Bungie did say that the expansion needed some more time to become what it needed to be. Now, Destiny 2 Into the Light will fill the void and will offer some new game content to all the players through April and May. Now, no one knows what the light will bring, but on twitch.tv/Bungie, the developers will be there to reveal what's going on. So the blog post did read, quote, "Each will focus on different parts of the content update and will be presented by our developers, who will be sharing tons of information and providing a hands-on preview." So indeed, you should be able to do that there. Now, on Tuesday, March 19th, at 1 p.m. EST and 5 p.m. GMT, that should be their Twitch channel. After that, it'll be March 26th, and the final one is scheduled for April 2nd, and the times will be the same. So if you want to see what's going on with Destiny 2 and the final parts of that game, you can go check that out. Now, according to GamesRadar.com, a PlayStation 5 Pro leak with the specs and some other stuff with it. Now, some of the leaks does have its own upscaling tech called the dubbed spectral super resolution, which might look like the DLSS and FSR, but Sony does think it'll produce some better results than the AMD's GPU feature, and it does look like it's going to have an even better graphics card. Now, the YouTube channel Moore's Law is Dead did talk about the PS5 Pro with a presentation document. So, what GamesRadar was gathering was the system's GPU may have a 33.5 teraflops of power, which almost triples the current PlayStation 5 chip. And the Pro model may be 45% faster than the standard PS5. That would also include ray tracing and the performance in or between 2 to 4 times faster. Now, there may be some upscaling toolkit to get the PlayStation 5 Pro beyond 4K graphics. And it would be something that would enhance the 1440p visual, because Sony is planning to support some 8K features with a future SDK. So we shall see what happens there. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that more of a discussion point, there may be some diverse voices that makes PlayStation games better. And that was the Sony developer Ramon Russell that was talking about that. And he was talking to GameFile's Steven Tottolio because Ramon liked those diverse voices. Now, Russell's interview did revolve mostly around MLB The Show 24 in the Negro Leagues mode, but he also did quote Insomniac's Marvel's Spider-Man games. So here's what he said, quote, "Spider-Man can't be that good of a game without the development team being so diverse and being so representative, and listening to their Afro-Latino and their Black employees who would go. Miles Morales doesn't walk the same way Peter does. Miles Morales would dap people up. He wouldn't give them handshake. So here's what Stephen did say on X or Twitter. Quote, "This isn't DE&I. This is us being. We need to be accurate. If we want to continue to tell impactful stories, we have to be accurate." And he was quoting what was said on his show and what Russell said, quote, "Sony Interactive Entertainment is not a charity. It is a publicly traded company with a fiduciary responsibility to increase shareholder value. So what does that mean for this stuff? It means that the best games are made when we have the best people making games, and the best people making games have different backgrounds. From more diverse voices we have in the room, our games are only going to get better." So Stephen Tolio did reply to that and said, quote, "Most of today's game file involves my interview with Russell covering the new mode, broader work PlayStation is doing, and both the creative and business cases for having more diverse teams." Now, the full interview is up on GameFile, but that's got a paywall to it. Microsoft said, if you play Minecraft, do not update the game. And PC Games N didn't give us why. And that's because there's a chance that your world could disappear. Now, Minecraft is one of the best games ever right now. And when it comes time to it, should be a part of the Gaming Hall of Fame. But the creator, Mojang, is also alongside their community, which likes to create content. That's where the best Minecraft mods could bring some features. But you might want to hold off on the update to the game. So here's what Mojang's status on X did say. Twitter, quote, "Do not up Minecraft through the Xbox app on PC. If you do, your worlds may be lost. We recommend that you run the gaming services repair tool for PC before installing the Minecraft update." Now, the Microsoft moderator named Mr. Rush did say that using the repair tool could avoid the error. Now, to launch it, you'll want to launch the Xbox app on your PC, go to your profile picture, then click on support, then click on gaming service repair tool, and then click on start troubleshooting. So, there you go. If you got Minecraft. Now we talk about Power World. Three different articles. Some may be talking about the same thing, so we shall see. PC Gamer goes first. And they were saying that one of the Power World devs is talking about multiplayer games. He said that a game without a multiplayer mode doesn't feel right. And that was Takuro Mizobi, who was talking to Bloomberg. And Mizobi was talking about the environment and Pokemon and some other games and stuff. But here's a direct quote from Mizobi. Quote, "In Power World, the bodies of defeated pals remain in the game, meaninglessly. Typically, when you kill monsters or enemies, they either disappear or linger to be looted. Colleagues were against leaving useless bodies in the game, but I pushed it through because I thought players would find a way to play with and talk about it." Now, he was also talking about the sales of the game and everything else that was going on with it. And there are resets to the game, rest assured. But he was also talking about switching technologies during the development of the game. And was also talking about returning back to multiplayer games, where he thinks that multiplayer games is the glue about everything else that he was talking about in the interview. So here's what he said. Quote, "Games are most fun when playing with friends. A game without a multiplayer mode doesn't feel right in the era we live today." So there you go with that. Now, he was also talking about, via PlayStationLifestyle.net, how the game could come to PlayStation and how it would go to more platforms. Because the studio itself, Pocket Pair, did hint previously that it had no intentions to keep Power World on Xbox exclusively. But Mizobi was the one doing the talking, if you recall. And he did say that Pocket Pair wants to stay as a small company, and that would continue to make, quote, small, multiple small games, and the big budget AAA games are not for us, end quote. Now, Pocket Pair did not have any discussions with Microsoft about this, but if it does happen, we'll let you know. Now, remember, I said that they wanted to keep things small. According to Eurogamer, they're not planning on increasing its staff. But Mizobi did say that they are open to considering a partnership or acquisition offers. Now, Pocket Pair did reveal some information on the next update, and that would include the game's first raid boss, Belenir. And they also promised some more hot fixes and some anti-cheat measures. And you could also do some testing for them. Just a reminder. Now, we get to some free stuff. Sims 4, according to PC Games N, will be giving you a DLC pack for free. So if you play The Sims 4, you can get a free DLC, which is called the Backyard Stuff. And that could have like bird feeders, wet slides, and other stuff to it. Yep, good stuff. Good stuff. Now we go to GamesRadar.com again, because they're saying that the Pokemon TCG, Scarlet and Violet, now has a Twilight Masquerade. And there are five cards that they revealed. They're all called Ogrepan. The first one is the Teal Mask. Then you have the Teal Mask X, the Wellspring Mask X, the Hearthflame Mask X, and the Cornerstone Mask X. Now the Teal Mask is grass type. Wellspring, water type. Hearthflame, fire type. Cornerstone, rock type. There was a sixth card that was teased as well, but we shall see what happens when this does come out on May 24th. So in about 9 days. No, May 24th. A little over a month from now. My math's wrong. 2 months from now. March, April, May. Whatever. But we shall see what happens there. Now we get to NintendoEverything.com, and they are saying that an action-adventure game called Self-Loss is now heading to Switch. So Self-Loss is a fantasy action-adventure game that is now set in a post-apocalyptic worshipping fantasy land. And that is all that the Goodwin Games is saying about it. Well, they do have some features and all that stuff, but that'll be up on your Switch. When? We do not know. But we do know this. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. That's for the live show at 6 p.m. EST. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.